Thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the floor. First, let me also congratulate you on assuming the presidency of the CD, and also on behalf of my delegation and of Ambassador Patriota, who could not be here this morning, welcome the new ambassadors from Chile and Ecuador, sister nations from Latin America, and also the representative, the new representative from the United Kingdom. Mr. President, first of all, my delegation would like to commend you for the initiative of discussing the Secretary General agenda in the CD. Brazil has already, on a number of occasions, hailed the UN Secretary General agenda, as it provides a sober and comprehensive narrative on current and future challenges and opportunities, and provides a solid basis for responding to them. It is, in our view, a pivotal document to be considered in this body, as the CD remains the single multilateral negotiation forum for disarmament and is instrumental in moving forward the SDG's vision. The agenda can help provide also the push and momentum we need to shift gears and further and deepen the work already underway on the different agenda items towards the return to negotiations, which is our collective goal. The Secretary General recognized a scenario which has been widely mentioned in this forum in recent years, namely, that there is an erosion of the international security environment, multilateral norms, and general disposition to dialogue. The remedy proposed to face this worrying trend is straightforward: stepping up the efforts for disarmament worldwide in a comprehensive and integrated manner. The UNCG agenda, therefore, explicitly recognized that it is up to international, and particularly multilateral action, to shape and change international conditions, not the other way around. This realization is key for us in our actions here. The disarmament that saves humanity is at the forefront of the SDG's proposals, insofar as the very fate of humanity hinges on the urgent task of preventing the catastrophic consequence of the use of weapons of mass destruction, particularly nuclear weapons. Brazil has been particularly satisfied with the depiction of the role and worth of the TPNW, the highest multilateral norm against nuclear weapons. The UNSG agenda steps away from the artificial opposition proposed by some between the NPT and the TPNW, and help us frame the current discussion on nuclear disarmament on the real issues and threats posed by the continuing existence of nuclear weapons. With regard to the other pillars of the agenda, the Secretary General likewise has highlighted the gravest challenges to today's international order and proposed ways forward, based upon an integrated work of the United Nations agencies, dialogue and cooperation between states. The agenda can be seen, in our view, as a roadmap for the constellation of disarmament foreign institutions from which the CD can and should profit. Mr. President, the CD has managed to achieve a modicum of success in the current session with the approval of decision CD 2119 and breaking away thus from the pessimism that has plagued it in recent years. But much more must be done if we are to fulfill our mandate. We should all take inspiration from the UNSG's vision and engagement, which is being tirelessly carried out by Undersecretary Nakamitsu, whose work we highly commend and support. We must all, therefore, show the necessary political will to further and deepen the current work on the CD agenda, being carried out in the subsidiary organs, towards building the necessary consensus for the adoption of a program of work and a return to negotiations at the soonest. Thank you very much.